It's Friday afternoon here in downtown Ann Arbor, and I'm wandering through the Rolling Sculpture Car Show. This has been going on now for certainly as long as I've lived here, and I think longer than that. It happens usually around the second Friday of July, which is, of course, today. And it's all sorts of old, and sometimes very old, cars, and a few motorcycles now and again, and I've seen some old utility vehicles, really old stuff, you know, things you think of seeing in an army surplus, maybe back even in the 50s or before. And I've seen, although in the past, I haven't seen today, some old RVs, including, although hard to really think of them as classics now because Airstream still makes them, but some vintage Airstream trailers. For me, I'm just wandering through. I can look at the style and the shapes of the cars and appreciate there's such a great variety. But beyond that, it doesn't really go anywhere with me. Maybe if I were to find an MG or two that can bring back some memories of the car rallies I did as a kid, the large print car rallies, I should say really the car rallies for people of low vision and the blind, and I was in the large print division, and I placed a couple of times. Obviously, I was the navigator, and I've got a couple plaques, pewter plates, and the cars were all MGs of various vintages. I'm sure there's a lot of people here, car buffs, who are out, and they talk about powertrains and electrical systems and this is and that, stuff that makes no sense to me. But I can appreciate the shapes and the aesthetics, and that's worth a lot. And it makes me think that maybe I'm missing it, but it seems like the cars of today, and maybe the last few decades even, have a lot less variety than what we see here. On the other hand, I have to admit that this is about a 4 or 5 block area of parked cars, and of course they're all going to be different because they're all special in one way or another. Even if that specialness is just because it might have been a very common car back in the day, but it's special to its owner now because they've had it for 40 or 50 years and kept it running like new. It's just a shame that a lot of these cars are only ever out for events like this. They probably actually don't get driven on the roads that much because they don't want to, well, damage their pride and joy. And part of me says that's a bit of a shame because a car is meant to be used. Even if today we look back at some of these vehicles and say that they're also a form of classic art, they're functional art. But there definitely are quite a few pretty cars here. And that's all I have to say for this audio boo. No, I-